that I believe God is going to do. Say with me the voice of God. It won't be long. But how many of you can feel His presence? Amen. He is here. And it is a shame. It is embarrassing for me to see that how many churches stifle the voice of God, removes His power and don't allow Him to flow. You know, the Bible says that we can grieve the Holy Spirit and we can quench Him. Are you guys with me? There's two things. Religion has quenched the Holy Ghost. Grieving is different. Grieving is when we do something that we don't, that hurts Him. But quenching is when the Holy Spirit has a flame and you quench that flame. When He wants to begin to move and He is quenched. Are you guys with me? The Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And where the Spirit is Lord, there is freedom. Which means that I can be the senior pastor of the church here, but the Holy Spirit is Lord in the church. Which means it can be during praise, can be during worship, during the preaching. If He wants to come in and move, He can do so. If I as a minister am not sensitive to that, I quench Him. The more I quench Him, the less He moves and the more He takes His presence. I've been in churches with thousands of people. And you cannot find God. There's a lot of people, but there's no God. I remember we were ministering in a church the one morning, and the power of God was everywhere. You look at a group like this and people fall. You look at it was like electricity all over the place. And then from out of that church, I went to minister at another huge church. As I went to that church to minister, nothing. Laying hands on people, they're standing like pillars, not receiving. Closed off because their hearts were not open. Are you guys with me? And people can quench the Holy Ghost. Ministers can quench Him when they don't feel or when they're not sensitive to His moving and to His leadings. Are you guys with me? Good principles will never change a heart. And good sermons can never change a heart. There's one thing. It's the presence and the power of God that can change a human heart. It's the presence and the power of God that can cause a hardened man to sit in a service and his heart can be broken and touched by the presence of God. It's not good sermons. That's not principles. That is the presence of God. You cannot fake the anointing. Are you guys with me? And if we want to see multiplication, listen, I touched a little bit. Maybe one day I will minister on this. How does it look when a man has encountered God? I shared with you this morning how to have an encounter with Him in His stillness. The Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. When you have an encounter with Him, it happens between you and Him in stillness, where people choose to say, but wait, now we can be in service. Listen, I've laid hands on many people. We've seen the fire of God come upon people, even in this church. We'll stand on the stage and we saw the power of God coming down many times. And I don't move so much in that because we're trying to just do it correctly and not to have it as a show all the time, but do it as the Holy Ghost leads. And we can lay hands. We've laid hands and seen a lot of people encounter God. But unless they go from that place to, as I preached this morning on that message, to be still and know that I'm God. And I showed you practically how to do things. Until we get to that place, people will not encounter Him and they cannot grow. Their flesh will still rule. Are you guys with me? Still be with old friends, old habits. Flesh will be the king and will be the rule. And God cannot perform there. It's when Adam and Eve, if you look at Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis, God cursed the serpent and said, you will move on the dust of the earth with your belly. Which means that when you look at a snake, a serpent-like nature, a snake puts out its tongue to pick up dust particles. And wherever the Bible speaks of dust and sand, it speaks of flesh. Are you guys with me? Which means that Satan can come into our lives. And the more flesh we have coming up around us, Satan is able to detect us. And that's why things happen. It's when we don't want to deal with that flesh or kill it. And that's why the presence of God doesn't increase. Are you guys with me? So let's get and see what God wants to do. Serve through the voice of God. You know, many people try to say, or is trying to find out, why can I not hear God speak? Because God has different avenues of speaking, and I'm not going to get into that. He can speak through His Word. He can speak through visions. He can speak through our inner witness, our inner voice, and through the Holy Spirit, that's our inner witness, and visions and dreams and trances and prophecy and the Word and preaching and prophetic preaching. I'm not going to get into that. I want to speak just plainly about the voice of God. You know, if you listen to a dog bark, you cannot understand. The only thing you hear is a dog barking. Are you guys with me? But to other dogs, that dog isn't just barking, it's communicating. So specialists will tell you, and dog trainers will tell you, that even when dogs bark, they have a certain tone in their bark, meaning that their bark can be a threatening or a warning tone. That's why they'll set off other dogs. It's a warning tone. Are you guys with me? Or it can be a friendly tone. But they are communicating. And for us as humans, we cannot understand it because it's a different realm. It's a dog realm. Are you guys with me? When it comes to the voice of God, we have to be in the realm of the Spirit. Put for me on Revelation 1 verse 10. I'm going to give you just three things that I've seen that works with being sensitive to the voice of God. But John is saying in the book of Revelation, he's saying, I was in the Spirit. Say with me, in the Spirit. On the Lord's day, then I heard. As I'm teaching you, the word and in Scripture can also be used as then. Everywhere where you go through, it's the word kai in the Greek. It's between and then. So when the Scripture says, when John is saying, I was in the Spirit, on the Lord's day, and then I heard behind me, say with me, a loud. When you are in the right positioning, in the right location, in the right alignment, the voice of God will be loud to you. Are you guys with me? And he says, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. But the thing is, John is saying, I was in a place, I was in the Spirit, in the realm of the Spirit. Are you guys with me? I know we can say we can hear God talk everywhere, and it's a little thing that we say that's not really true. When God speaks, He changes you. I promise you, when you hear His voice, and I shared this morning how to get into that place. When the voice of God comes, it's not just, you know, people will write WhatsApps and messages. The Lord is saying this and the Lord is saying that and whatever. There'll be fruits when the Lord speaks. When God came to me as an angel to plant this church 1.5 years ago, it was easy from that moment on. Because that voice gave me revelation, that gave me faith to then plant a church. Are you guys with me? And that is just one service. We got 3 services full. Plus, we had a huge ministry before we planted the church. And God is going to be planting churches out of this church. That's the vision that He has given us. And we'll go bigger and so on. But it was a result of hearing His voice. That level of revelation will give you faith to overcome things where people want to take you out. From the first week, they try to attack us in the church. Are you guys with me? And then all our brothers and sisters in the other churches turned against us. It's amazing. We want people to be saved, but any church that's being planted, we attack them. John is saying, I was in the Spirit. So his location and his positioning, he was in the realm of the Spirit. How do you get into the Spirit? I shared it with you this morning, okay? So I'm not going to repeat that. I shared step by step and what happens. That is how you get in the realm of the Spirit. And I'm not going to go talking about walking in love. That's a whole nother thing. But go with me too. So the first one, one of the ways to be in the spiritual realm, that is where God speaks. His voice is Spirit. Are you guys with me? God does not speak English. He doesn't speak Afrikaans. He speaks Spirit. That is it. God is a Spirit. He is not a man, the Word says, that he should lie, which means that he is supernatural. He's a spiritual being. When God speaks, He speaks to your spirit, not your mind. He speaks to your spirit, not to your flesh like a voice you can hear. He speaks to a person's spirit. God is spirit and speaks spirit. Are you guys with me? Revelation 1 verse 8. Go with me to 1 Samuel 1 verse 8. And I'll just do 2 and 3 and then I want to pray for you. I don't want to be too long. 1 Samuel, do you want to hear it or should we close? Okay. Three secrets. The first one was that positioning. The second one, listen to this. Then Elkanah, her husband, which is now Hannah's husband, said to Hannah, "Hannah, wife, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?" Next verse. So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. Next verse. And Hannah was in bitterness of soul. And she prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Next verse. Are you guys with me? Stay with me. Stay with me. Listen to this. Then she made a vow and she said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head." Next verse. And it happened as Hannah, now listen, I want you to get this picture. Hannah was here at the altar, busy praying, on her knees, weeping in bitterness of soul. Her lips were moving. The Bible says that her lips was moving, but there was no sound really coming out. Are you guys with me? She was speaking in her heart. And it happened as she was there. Eli was at the doorpost, sitting on a seat, that as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli watched her mouth. Next verse. Now Hannah spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought that she was drunk. And we have come to a place, and I'll carry on leading right now. Listen. We have come to a place in the church where the pastors, the ministers, has no spiritual discernment. Where the people are almost more spiritual than them. And the pastor has lost, or the ministers have lost, their spiritual perception. And they see what is of God as drunkenness. Are you guys with me? Eli lost, the Bible says his eyes grew dim and he lost his sight. And he thought this woman was just drunk. He had no more perception in the spirit or discernment to know that she's crying out to God. Let me read something here. Let me carry on here. It says, now Hannah spoke in her heart. Only her lips was moving. So Eli thought she was drunk. Next verse. So Eli said to her, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you." But Hannah answered and said, "No, my Lord, I am not drunk. I'm a woman. I'm not going to go through this." And she explained to him. And then he blessed her and said, "You'll have a child." Go with me to 1 Samuel 3 verse 1. Let's read this. 1 Samuel 3 verse 1. Listen to this. Now Samuel was born. It says this. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. So Samuel was being grown up in the temple because Hannah gave him to the Lord. And the word of the Lord, say with me, rare, was rare in those days. And there was no widespread revelation. Are you guys with me? I've been in churches, there's absolutely no revelation. Listen, where there's revelation preached, you'll feel something's being stirred up in your spirit. You'll feel, but wait, I'm leaving this place and something has changed inside of me. That's revelation. It's an opening of your eyes. Something that used to be there, but you haven't seen it before. Are you guys with me? The biggest, the most difficult thing is to get people that has come from religion, when they come into this place, to trust that their eyes be opened and for them to see revelation. It is revelation that changes a person. Are you guys with me? Now, because of Eli's disobedience, and his perception, his inability to perceive what is even going on spiritually. I've made up my mind. I'm associating only with ministers now who I don't hear speak evil of others. I said to somebody that I'm close with in the ministry, I said to them, "You know, one thing that I appreciate, I've been watching you for 2 years and I haven't heard you say anything bad about another minister. While I've been in some pastors' meetings, oh my God, I'll sit at a table, not the one where you guys were, okay. That one is still okay. I'll sit at a table, and all that pastors can do, speak against this guy, speak against that, that is this minister that's moving in power, then they speak against Benny Hinn, then they speak against T.B. Joshua, then they speak against that, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I just decided, I don't know if my wife was with it or not, I just decided, that's it. How can I associate, and if we want to move in power, you cannot move in a mantle that you judge. That mantle will judge you. A mantle you criticize, you will never move in. Some people say, I want to prophesy. Somebody came to me and they said, I want to prophesy. And we used to do a lot of names and prophesied names and so on. This young kid came to me and he said, I want to prophesy. I want to prophesy like you. I said, where do you go to church? So he mentioned to me the church name. I said, you will never prophesy. I was just being honest. Because the oil that comes from the top flows down. Okay? Are you guys with me? So I made a decision that I'm not going to associate with people. And I said to this friend of mine, I said, I appreciate, I was speaking to Pastor Gibbert, and he'll be here next week Sunday. I said, I appreciate that I've been watching you for a year, and I haven't heard you speaking evil of any person. While I would be in the presence of other pastors, and all they would do is speak against this one, speaking in, and the church wants power. God is saying, I'm removing the pointing of the finger so that his church can grow. Are you guys with me? So in that day, the Bible says that the word of the Lord was rare. There was no revelation. Go to the next verse. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow dim so that he could not see. That's what's happening with spiritual leaders. Next verse. And before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel, say with me, lying down. Next verse. That the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel answered and said, here am I. Next verse. So he ran to Eli. So Samuel ran to Eli, and he said, here am I, for you called me. And Samuel said, I did not call you. Go lie down again. Say with me, lie down. And he went to lay down. Next verse. Then the Lord called yet again. He said, Samuel. So Samuel rose and went to Eli. And he said, here am I, for you called me. And he answered, I did not call you, my son. Go and lie down again. Next verse. Listen to this. It says, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. There's times in our lives, and even as Christians, they can come through the building, and I know that the word has not been opened to them yet. God hasn't spoken to them yet. They've been, I shared with a scripture where Jesus says, let their ears not hear and their eyes not see, that the scripture, that it not be open to them, unless so that they cannot get saved and converted. Anyway, next verse. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and he went to Eli and said, here am I, for you called me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Next verse. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, go lie down. Say with me, lie down. And it shall be if he calls you that you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Next verse. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times. Say with me, stood. Samuel had the Lord standing right in his room, in front of him. Are you guys with me? And stood and said, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered and he said, speak, for your servant hears. Okay, you can go, you can don't have to go on. From that moment on, we see Samuel beginning to hear the word of the Lord. But the key, the second key that I want to tell you, say with me, lying down. This is where you must be at peace and at rest. Anxiety will remove the voice of God. Are you guys with me? Anxiety and fear will disable us to hear from God. It will cause, listen, fear and anxiety. Fear comes by the voice of Satan. I shared with you this morning. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Are you guys with me? Faith comes, but when we have fear, it's because the voice of Satan is in our lives. When anxiety is there, we cannot hear from God. If I worry about my rent, worry about the sickness, worry about this thing, worry about my business, I'm unable to hear the voice of God. The first thing I need to do is get out of that place of worry and put myself in a place where I can rest. and not worry at all. I shared with you this morning, we've had people trying to kill us, coming to services with guns, with knives, 7 people at once. And I remember sitting on the front row in another church, and it was about 2 or 3 rows behind me, the man came to come and sit, and his 9-year-old daughter gave him the gun. And he stood behind me, and there were other people spread out that were coming to get us. At that place, you can't shake. You have to know who you are in God. Positive confession won't get you out of there. Are you guys with me? The only thing that'll make you not to be shaken is that you know that you know that you were in the secret place, that you've heard from God, and that nothing can touch you. We've had knives, while I was preaching, people running with knives from the back to the front, trying to attack us while the lights were off. You must know that you have the anointing, not positive confession, as much as what we want to believe in that. Are you guys with me? That is a faith, that's a measure that comes in you, that comes when you hear the voice of God. When you hear God speak to you and say, listen, I have a future for you. You will have a great business, or you will have a great ministry. It's when you believe, when you hear that voice, it gives you a measure of faith where you know, but wait, even if they come into my house to try to kill me, they cannot touch me, because God is watching over His word to perform it. Are you guys with me? When the anointing is on me, listen, I don't care who touches or speaks against me. When the anointing is on you, it is a rule, it goes back to them. And many have spoken curses. There's even some that's sitting here. And I pray that you repent. And Samuel answered, he said, speak for your 7 years. Listen, so say with me, resting. And I'm not saying you can just say to your neighbor, he's talking about you, okay? But when the anointing is on me, listen, I don't allow witchcraft. And when I say it like this, I'm not saying everyone. I'm speaking of one or two or three individuals that's been trying. Witchcraft will always try to usurp your authority and place it above it. Jezebel, listen. And that force was so strong that it caused Elijah to run away and hide in a cave. Elijah just had a victorious battle. He killed hundreds of the prophets of Baal. Are you guys with me? Slayed them to death. Killed them right there. Fire coming down, killing them. And right after that victory, one woman that's a Jezebel caused him to run for his life and try to commit suicide. Witchcraft, do not underestimate the power of witchcraft, of Jezebel. Listen. So, say with me, positioning. Say number two, say resting. So I spoke to you this morning on still, being still. And hear that I'm God, resting. That's where the voice of God comes. Number three, let's get here. Go to 1 Kings 19 verse 11. I'll close off with this. 1 Kings 19, 11. Listen to this. And then I'm going to just pray for some. Then he said, now Elijah ran from the prophets, running after the prophets were killed, prophets of Baal. And he was running away from Jezebel in a cave. Then God said, go out. God was speaking to Elijah and said, Elijah, go out of the cave and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake came. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Next verse. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, say with me, a still, small voice. Listen, he said, after that, there came a still, small voice. Next verse. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and he went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Say with me, mantle. Listen to this. Elijah heard the voice. He wrapped his mantle around his face. And then the Bible says, as soon as he wrapped his mantle, that suddenly a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? One of the third key of hearing the voice of God, Elijah had to wrap his face in his mantle. A mantle speaks of spiritual authority. Are you guys with me? It was his covering. It was the anointing on his life. Listen, say with me, mantle. I hope you understand this. That anybody that is called, a mantle is placed upon them to do the work of the ministry. I shared this morning, don't think for one second somebody can come across the street or around the corner or wherever, just take a mic and try to preach and build a church. If the Lord has not established them, that thing will not happen. If there's not an anointing, it will not happen. Are you guys with me? But when somebody has a mantle, that thing will automatically grow and there'll be fruits. It's an anointing, it's a gift set. So it speaks of spiritual authority. When I submit myself to spiritual authority and I wrap my face, my head around it, meaning I don't open my ears to any other voices. Do you know how many Christians I've seen? Believers that were called, that followed our ministry, that were close to us. And because they opened their ear to voices, to other voices. I'm not speaking of the devil's voice. I'm speaking of people's voices. Are you guys with me? They're taken out completely out of their destiny. Because they opened themselves to other voices and gave their voice authority in their lives. Where Elijah said, but I wrapped myself in my mantle, in my authority. I closed my ears only to hear one voice. When you submit under spiritual authority, where there is a mantle, the voice of the Lord will be your portion. You will hear clearly, but wait, God wants me to do this with my business. He wants me to make this decision. He wants me to go here or there. The voice of the Lord will be your portion. Are you guys with me? So God is saying to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? This you could stop there. Say with me, number one, say positioning. Say number two, say resting. Number three, say spiritual authority. That's when I submit myself and I wrap myself with the authority over my life and the anointing that is upon my life. A mantle to come upon you. Listen, and I know over the next few years, we must not be in a rush. I said when we planted the church, we were in a small building a year and a half ago. And I said, I just want to stay 100 people. And we signed a 2-year contract. And within 4 months, we had to obviously break the contract, get into year. Now, this building is too small. But I'm not in a rush. It takes a few years for importation to take place. When I shared with you earlier, a mantle is received through 4 ways. Number one, a mantle must be recognized, which means that people must have discernment and say, but wait, I recognize there's a mantle in this place. There must be God here. Or there must be, God must be on Pastor Leon. Number two, we must be able to receive a mantle. A mantle is received by our hearts are not closed off, we are open for him. Number three, a mantle, when we honor a mantle, when we honor the gift that is on this ministry here, and the mantle that is on this ministry, when we honor financial, through serving, through our words and so on, that gives us place to tap into that mantle. And number four, it's to serve, to get into a place of serving. Elisha served Elijah. Until the end of his days, Elijah's mantle fell upon Elisha, and a double portion of his spirit came upon him. Are you guys with me? If you want to do effect, or if you want to be dangerous to cities, to neighborhoods, doesn't matter, any area of business, ministry, wait for the mantle to come upon your life. When you have a mantle, it covers you. When Elijah had a mantle was used to cover them from wind and snow and coldness. A mantle will protect you. A mantle will cause you to become anointed. When people would look at Elijah, they would know by his mantle and the clothing that he was wearing that he was a prophet. Are you guys with me? And Joseph's father gave him a dream coat, a multicolored dream coat. It was a mantle that was given to him to dream and to go into his future. You'll see only once he received the coat did he have the dreams. Only once his father gave him that mantle, which was interpretation of dreams, did he have the dreams. Are you guys with me? Say with me, a mantle. I want you to receive a mantle. Listen, many times, unfortunately, and I know it, I'm the senior pastor here. When we preach here, I know familiarity comes in because my people know me. And because they know me, it's a good thing, but familiarity sets in. And then we move out to go, preach outside, and the power of God is everywhere. And unfortunately, that disease has entered the church. There's a saying that pastors always want to preach out because they are received better. But I want us to understand those keys. Those keys activates a mantle. It causes the pastor not to die and the people not to die. When people understood those keys that I just gave of how to receive a mantle, it causes the atmosphere to be charged of revelation to go, because then I can preach. If there's no hunger and demand, I won't be able to get a word out here. Are you guys with me? And I can tell you now, people love to preach here. That's why they want to preach here. And that's why no one is preaching here anyway. Except those who we train up and one or two others. But that's it. I've had emails of people. Oh, I've had one of the biggest ministries in the world, one of the biggest evangelists in the world, email us and say, please, can you organize for us a meeting to come? Then I didn't answer. People will ask, they ask, can I come and preach in your pulpit? Yeah, they're why? Because they know it's open, it's easy. You can put any pastor here, they'll move. And they'll move like as if they're the next great thing. Why? Because there's an open atmosphere. As people, we must keep that. Understand those principles. That is what causes the supernatural to move. Are you guys with me? That is what causes you to grow. And you understand those principles of how to activate a mantle and how to keep it right. It causes the pastor to also preach and get to a higher place, because people are pulling. Even Jesus, the Son of God, was familiar in his own, the people were familiar with him at his own hometown. The Bible says he could not do any great miracle, but lay his hands on some, and only some would get healed. Is there a time that God himself could not do a miracle when there was familiarity? Are you guys with me? Just raise your hands, wherever you're sitting, just raise your hands, close your eyes. And I will stay the whole night here, I promise you. Man, I can prophesy really over a lot of people, but we have a lot more coming in the year. Broska adrevendele de rebedias kataya. Zeroska andre benamas kataya. Ledoroduska talavandre de la baya. Lebrondos kataya. Baroska andre venahakana maya. Father, may your spirit come into this place like a wind. May the breath of God begin to breathe upon the people. I hear right now that the spirit of anxiety and the spirit of fear that has come upon your people, that has bound some and held them down, that by the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now, I take authority over every spirit of anxiety, over every thoughts of worry and negativity that come in, every anxiety that grips them and panic attacks, I take authority over that spirit. I command it to loose your people, that the voice of God will be present. Just stand to your feet, wherever you are, just stand to your feet. La Rosca.